with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7. I got to put my
hands up in the air. Right, so had some friends over for drinks at my apartment on a Saturday night. The Saturday night just gone. Not something that normally happens because my apartment's quite small. So yeah. I only knew it was only going to be four of us. So I was like, you know what? That's an okay amount of people to have at mine. We'll do drinks at mine.
Yep.
Normally we'd go to somebody else's. So I tidied up during the day, got excited to have people coming over, made everything look nice. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
In the process of tidying up, I noticed something about the chairs that sit around my table.
The only chairs in your apartment.
The only chairs in my apartment, which we're going to get a workout because people are going to have to sit on them. There's not enough couch space, so they have to sit on the chairs.
And we're not sitting on the ground like heathens.
They're kind of literally like a little bit creaky at this point.
Mm. Well, they're like flat pack furniture, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. They're literally been assembled by me with an Allen key. So
already off to a bad start.
No, wait. Right, hear me out.
Yeah.
I was on one probably, I'm going to say about 2 weeks ago, and I leaned back and it snapped. The two of the chairs completely snapped.
Okay.
So that's what happened. And then I thought, I've swapped that out with one of the chairs that's just in my bedroom holding clothes.
Yeah.
And I put the good chair that was holding clothes back with the table now.
Okay,
so
cool.
I've got three good chairs.
Mm-hmm.
But I was nervous ahead of everybody coming over that maybe they'd snap while people were there. And my question to you is, as my friend, how mad would you get at me if you were on a chair that snapped while you were at my house? How would I be liable? I think that's the word I'm looking for. Would you seek legal action or
yeah.
would you? What would happen?
I'm going to answer your question with a story, but it's not going to be from me. It's going to be from producer Maddie,
who is in the studio for some reason, and now it's become
hello,
very
mate.
Clear.
You see, Josh, I've got bookshelves in my apartment that are held up entirely by books.
Okay.
All so right. I can't blame your workmanship because that'd be the pot calling the kettle black.
Okay. All right.
So I'm not going to do that. I mean, I don't know about these chairs. They sound very questionable. I wouldn't sit on them personally.
You have sat on them in the past. They were a lot sturdier back then because they
were
newer.
But as of this moment, I never will again.
Okay, yes, right.
But I'd like to call something else into question.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago, we all went up. We took a road trip up to Sydney on a weekend. It was really nice.
Yep.
Us three and my wife.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I've got to tell you that before we got in the car, I said my final goodbyes to Elise.
This is my car.
And I told her, your car,
yep.
which we took. Very nice of you to drive, by the way.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
No problems. But you said, wait a minute. Let's go back to the first part. You said your goodbyes to your wife.
But I said my final goodbyes to Elise.
I'm not a bad driver.
Look, when we get in this car, there's every chance it's not going to make it there. So, like, let's just say our final goodbyes. And if anything happens, know that, you know, I love you and everything's going to be okay.
Unfortunately, but I don't have anyone like that. So I just had to make peace within myself.
I'm a good driver.
We know, but your car, it hits this certain point, a certain speed, and it rumbles.
Yeah.
And it also, it honestly rumbles, like it goes.
And it made a little beeping sound.
You couldn't explain it. There was a beeping sound that you had no idea what it meant.
God.
You just started beeping. You're like, I don't know what that is, guys. You probably should just ignore that.
The problem with your things is they always break and you never put any effort into fixing them. So everything's on its last legs in your life. So to answer your question, yeah, I would have been upset if the chair had broken and it could have broken my back. Mm. But at the same time, it's to be expected with any of your items. I could be around at your house playing PlayStation and it could literally electrocute me and I have to be somewhere in me go, well, I can't ask for this because I used any of Josh's stuff.
Is this how all my friends feel?
Yes. Yeah. Your car is a dead set death trap and I've told everyone in the office. Everyone I can, whenever you offer to drive, don't do it.
If it offers you a lift, just say, I'd rather walk.
You know what's making a lot more sense now? Why everyone suggests their cars instead of my cars when we go anywhere? Everyone's like, no, we'll take mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not even a secret. Matty openly tells
all
people.
All I'm taking away from this, I'm not liable for any of my property hurting somebody.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Ned.
Yeah.
Schemes to get rich quick.
Yeah.
Often something that you sit there and go, you know what? I don't want any part in this. This is not so much a get rich quick scheme as it's a get a cool asset quick scheme.
Okay.
So
does it make you money though?
Hmm?
The asset?
Oh, it could potentially.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing, right? So there is a house 22 Ks away from the CBD of London that is called Dancer's Hill House.
Very nice.
It's worth about $9.1 million. It's an old school house. It's been all renovated and stuff.
Mm.
We're looking at home theater rooms, a gym, these great showers and all that sort of stuff. But Burying, you know, 17th century home, so it was 16, when you're in your 1650s, 1670s and stuff, this house was around.
Yeah, okay, cool.
It was checking out the world as far back as then.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the big thing. You could have this house. You could have it right now for $23.
What?
Yep.
You can buy, how much did you say it was? $9.1 million.
You can buy a ticket to enter the random draw.
Mm.
That will result in someone winning this house. That is how they are going to get rid of Dancers Hill House over there in England.
So they're just doing a lucky draw.
A $9.1 million house, yeah, for a $23 entry fee, open to anyone in the world, and all they have to do to qualify to enter is pay the $23 and answer this question. Who was the reigning monarch on Christmas Day of the year Dancers Hill House was built?
Mm. How long ago was it?
So 16-something was when it was built. So you have to find out when the house was built.
Yeah.
But after that, boom, $23, you have the house potentially.
That seems like a very easy thing to know. Like, you could just Google that
very
easily.
And I'm going to, because Ned, I'm buying a ticket. I am going to enter in for the chance to win Dancers Hill House, yeah, and I have a plan of what to do with it.
Okay.
It's going to become a Canberra-specific Airbnb. All you would need to do is show a photo ID,
yeah,
that would suggest that you live somewhere within our broadcasting area. So Queanbeyan, Yass, all these places are absolutely a part of it.
Mm.
But an ACT driver's license, well, that'd get you there, no questions asked. But it will literally be available for anyone from Canberra who wants to stay there, keeping in mind it's only 22 k's away from the CBD of London.
Mm.
Great place for visitors. Great place to go.
So you're just
I'm making an unofficial embassy. That's what I'm doing. It's literally going to be a Canberra-specific embassy.
Look, I have no idea, but I'm imagining that's illegal. I don't think you could just start an embassy.
Hey, we are getting some class about us. We're going to this palatial mansion. It's called Dancers Hill House soon.
Yeah.
It will just be Canberra House. I will be calling it. It will be Canberra House.
So first of all, you're not allowed. I don't even need to Google it. You're not allowed to make an embassy. Second of all, I don't think you're allowed to just change the name of this very old house.
Canberra House. That's what it's going to be. Anybody who wants to stay there can. Admittedly,
yeah,
I will obviously take preference over anybody else because I'm buying the ticket. So
you'll be Lord Mayor.
I'll be the Lord of Canberra House for sure because I'm buying the ticket. So if we win, I'm the one who's put the $23 up and obviously Googled the answer to that question. So yeah. I'll be the overseer of the place.
And so you're still charging for the Airbnb, aren't you?
No. It's completely free.
So it's free.
But it'll be on a first-come, first-served basis. So if somebody's already staying at Canberra House, yeah, when you want to go to London, no, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, the Thompsons are already in there.
So, and can you book in advance, or is it you have to turn up at the door
You turn up at the door. It's more fun that way.
It's like a barbers that don't take requests.
I mean, if you just heard the Downton Abbey theme, then what I'll do is I'll also hire a very snooty British butler to turn people away.
So not only do you not know if you're, yeah, staying there, they're also rude about it if you,
yeah,
turn,
oh,
up.
Absolutely. But it's part of the fun. Like, yeah, this will be like a turn of the century thing. And people are like, I don't think there's room here for you. No.
Will that be fun? You'll be homeless.
It'll be great fun. It'll be a wacky part of going to London. You don't know. Can I have somewhere to stay? Am I not?
I mean, at most, you're losing $23. So I guess this is a good idea.
But if I win,
yeah,
Canberra House. And look, Canberra, if we ever get into a pinch as a city, there's 9.1 million we can sell and divide up amongst us, so great.
Just there's so many flaws in it that I can't even describe.
Yeah, the fact that I've even included you, that's the only flaw.
I don't
get
want
out.
To be included.
I am part of this. This is Canberra House. It's happening.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Get on the phone now too, 13 10 60, and let us know, have your in-laws ever been mean to you?
Exactly.
Have they said something that, you know, thinly veiled insult, yep, barely veiled, barely at all?
There was a story, there's a bunch of stories come out from Reddit, but one of the ones I forgot to say, and I just read it again. Mm. Apparently, this person's in-laws said to them when they got engaged, they said, I'm glad you didn't put it in the paper just in case it doesn't work out.
Oh, wow. 13 10 60, Canberra. Have your in-laws said something to you that is just so mean? We'd love to hear from you this morning. Particularly, you know what the call I'm hoping we'll get?
Yeah.
Somebody who's like, I know my in-laws are mean to my significant other.
Yeah.
And I just don't do anything about it. Christy's on the line from Palmerston right now. Christy, what happened to you?
Yeah, so my mother-in-law, when we first got together our first year, she turned around and said to my now husband of 1 year and been together 11 years that he should get rid of me because I'm uneducated and get rid of the little dog too.
Wait, so basically she's calling you, she's basically calling you the Wicked Witch of the West.
No, she was calling you Dorothy, the Wicked Witch of the West.
In that situation, yeah, I was going to say, in that situation, she's making herself the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, she's absolutely awful, and she still hasn't changed. Like, even now, when we go there to visit at dinner time, if I say something at the table and then leave the table, she'd be like, oh, she's an idiot.
I love we were asking for thinly veiled things, and your mother-in-law has called you an idiot and said you need to go. That's not thinly veiled at all.
Honestly, yeah, in this situation, your mother-in-law is suspect number one if anything ever happens to you. So that's Christy. I was literally, the way you were speaking, I was expecting you to say this relationship isn't a thing anymore. Yeah. So you're still with this guy?
Yeah, we've been married a year on Friday, and we've been together 11 years on Friday.
Well, wow. Honestly, good on you, Christy.
Good on you. Yeah. And second, and most importantly, she needs to get with the program. You're not going anywhere.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Ned, last night, watched a bit of All Aussie Adventures. Mm. Looking forward to next week. I imagine he's going to get hit in the crotch, and I cannot wait.
His car will be involved.
I know it's coming, and I don't care. I still love it so much. But here's the thing, right? During that, I actually saw three or four promos for The Bachelor.
Yeah.
The new season of The Bachelor that's going to be starting up this week.
Looks
great. With the Honey Badger. Now, obviously, the Honey Badger played rugby. They've used the promo I saw that basically it's Osher giving the Honey Badger a big pep talk in a locker room saying, you know, you've faced down some of the hardest men in sport and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then he's going, all right, well, I don't know if you're ready for this challenge. And then he walks out onto the field and a bunch of ladies run at him.
Like to tackle him.
So it just did actually occur to me during that though. Mm. Like a big part of The Bachelor, if you've ever watched the show, is a lot of the time they'll do like a sport date where like all the girls get together and they play like a game or they play sport or something like that.
Exactly.
If this season doesn't have the best sport dates in the history of The Bachelor, and I'm not just talking in Australia, I'm talking worldwide.
Yeah.
If this doesn't have the most like incredibly disciplined version of the sports dates, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Well, last season, or whatever the Matty J season was, they played like badminton, and he like kind of knew how to play that. Imagine getting a professional athlete to come along and play some rugby.
He's actually going to be like trying to teach the girls fundamentals, I reckon, while they're all meant to be having a fun date together. It'll be muscle memory for him. It'll take over. But not like that. Wait, let me just show you.
Sloppy tackle, guys.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Ned?
Yeah.
We ran our mouths last week. It got us into a little bit of trouble and has locked us into something that we could not have predicted becoming an actual real thing. It's this.
3, 2, 1, action.
Ned and Josh's biggest little movie ever.
Canberra. We are building a movie right now. Together as a city, we are going to build a short film. Now,
that's right.
The reason I say together as a city is because Ned and I have come up with the greatest creative invention in history. It's the wheel of creativity. What we will do is we will divide this wheel up to different options. Mm-hmm. And we pick two by random spin. Then it's totally up to you, Cameron, to get on the phone and vote for the idea you like better that the wheel of creativity has spewed out. This morning, we're talking about genres for our little short film that we're going to make as a city. What did the wheel spit out?
The wheel wheeled it down from five. We had five. We ended up with Western or a spy movie. You could pick between those two. Which one do you want it to be?
Western or a spy movie. They're your options, Canberra. And now we're going to take as many calls as we can. Get on the phone, 131060, vote for which you'd rather this movie be. Owen's on the line from Latham. Owen, which vote would you like to lodge, mate?
It's got to be a Western.
Oh, right. Man, okay, Owen, very expensive, mate.
Expensive is the Western. That's all we're concerned about. Though now I'm thinking about it, the spy movie is probably going to be just as expensive.
Gadgets and stuff
special
like that.
Special effects and...
Well, we'll see.
Maddie's on the line from Gungahlin. Maddie, what's your vote?
It's got to be a spy movie, boys.
Spy movie. All right, then. All right, very good. Turn to get on the line with Susan. Susan, what are you voting for?
Well, we come from a household full of girls and horses, so we're going with Western.
Oh, right,
okay.
The budget, Susan.
We don't actually have a budget yet.
So that's it.
It's going to be very hard to pitch people if we're like, hey, we need to make sets.
And we're not 100% sure how much it's going to take to turn Canberra back into an oldie time town. Steve's on the line right now from Bungendore. Steve, what are you lodging your vote for?
A spy film all the way.
Spy film Steve. All the way.
Steve, good on you, mate.
Okay,
well done.
All right, then. So now we're dead tied, aren't we?
Yeah, that's. Yeah, I think that's actually two all.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
There's only one call left. Alex from Gungahlin, what are you voting for?
James Bond's so famous for a reason. It's got to be a spy movie.
Yeah! Oh, there we go.
There we go.
We have all locked right. in spy movie.
Spy movie it is.
Oh, all right. Yeah, all right then. God, I was nervous for a second there, but we're going to have to actually start to learn to ride horses.
Stunt doubles themselves would have absolutely made us bankrupt.
Oh, I saw at the Gungahlin Marketplace the other day, they got those little horses that your kids can ride.
Yeah.
We'd have to have ridden one of those horses, I think. You know, little robot ones that go backwards and forwards.
Yeah, exactly. That's where the budget would cap out, I imagine.
Spy movie. All spy right. movie. Okay. All right then. So now, Canberra, we are locked in together to making a spy movie. The Wheel of Creativity is going to have to dish up some more options for you guys to vote on tomorrow.
That's right.
I don't know. What else do we need to decide?
There's so many things we need to decide. Okay. Honestly, if we were making bread, we've found flour.
Honestly,
so many other things we need.
The other thing I'm going to offer, because we did come up with the idea of the Wheel of Creativity, is if anybody needs somebody to come up with a way for them to get out of work, Ned and I are apparently very good at doing that, and that was all we brainstormed over the weekend. More options for you to vote on in our biggest little movie ever tomorrow, Canberra. Good news. It's a spy movie.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Ned.
Mm.
You know what? Coming up very soon, your chance to win tickets to R&B Fridays Live 2018. Be listening out for that R&B Fridays horn and get on the phone 131060 the second you hear it.
Yep.
Do not want to miss out on that great opportunity.
Don't miss it. Don't even think about missing it.
But look, Mondays suck.
Yeah,
across the board. You have that little comfortable moment on a Sunday night where you're sitting there going, good, I feel relaxed. This is fantastic. Then you go, oh, that's right. Tomorrow morning, work.
Mm-hmm.
Back into the rat race. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Does not get worse than maybe getting an email on a Sunday night from your boss telling you something pretty bad's going to happen on Monday morning.
Oh, because it's already a day you're dreading. You're like, I wish my weekend could go forever. So if you know you're going back to work to something you don't want to hear, ugh.
Maybe you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
Or you've done something that's led your boss to be unhappy with you.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be sitting there going, geez, I really didn't need this on a Sunday.
Oh, of all days. Like, I don't even really like Sundays that much because I know that Monday's coming up.
Starting off the new week with anything less than positivity. Frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrating for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that in terms of being the Prime Minister, we're the boss? Like we the people vote in the our elected officials?
I'd like to think so, yes.
We send that email to the Prime Minister every single Monday.
Well, like you get
that's when the news polls come out. Oh, Malcolm Turnbull has taken a hit this morning in the preferred Prime Minister news poll readings.
Yep.
And that must suck.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every single Monday, he has to sit there and go, cool, cheers. Thanks for the update, guys. Yeah. Appreciate it. And he's always been pretty good with the preferred Prime Minister.
Yep.
Today, taking a hit. Mm-hmm. So that is literally, no matter how positive he is trying to get his week off to a good start, sitting there going, you know what, power of positivity, Turnbull. We're gonna smash this week.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Each and every time he gets into a positive mindset, boom, there you go.
It's funny because when things happen to me on a Monday that I really don't want to happen, I essentially, in my mind, not verbally ever, but in my mind, I always go, well, this week's a write-off.
Yeah, and that's what he's got to be thinking this morning. He's like, right, well, we're back. We're back after the six-week winter break.
Yeah.
No, this week's a write-off. But in fact, the next 6 months are a write-off.
I've had enough.
I try
my best out here, and you always, no one's giving me the appreciation I deserve.
Getting a snippy email from the boss first thing on a Monday. I do not need that. I am angry. I worked out the perfect day to do the news polls.
Yeah.
Thursdays.
Thursday night or Thursday day?
Thursday nights.
Okay.
Because then he gets that. He reads that information. He goes, God damn it. And then goes, you know what? It's Friday tomorrow. That's the weekend, whatever.
I'll have some knockoff beers. Yeah,
like
I'll be
actually,
all right.
The positivity stays in flow. Monday morning, that ruins everything.
It knocks you while you're already down.
So if you're having a bad Monday morning this morning, Canberra, go about your day comfortably knowing at least you haven't got a performance report first thing on a Monday morning.
104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit MEJ.com.au.
Yep. Right now, We're in the hands of destiny.
That's correct, Josh. Every Monday we play a game called The Hat of Destiny. What it is essentially there is a hat in here that has a bunch of activities in it. I'll pick out an activity. You'll pick out an activity. If you've done either of those, then you give us a call on 131060. The person whose activity you've done gets a point. The first to five gets to dish out the Dare of Destiny.
Yeah, you've nailed that. Well done. Thank you very much. So here we go. Very important. Now it is time for us to have a look at what our activities were this week. Mine, if you've done this since Friday, rode a Segway. Get on the phone, 131060. Yours?
Mine was, have you been to a garage sale?
Seems much more likely.
There's a lot of them, but at the same time, there's some Segway tours around Canberra.
I'm peeved about it. There's no doubt about it. Destiny's absolutely screwed me this morning. Time to get onto the caller of Destiny, though.
Yeah.
This changes everything. This is where Destiny really comes into play. Rad is on the line from Crace. How are you this morning, mate?
I'm good, you?
Yeah, not too
Very
bad,
well,
thank
thanks,
you.
Rad.
Rad, did you get to the Canberra Brick Expo over the weekend? 8,000 people did.
No, I did not.
Oh,
Busy.
Big Lego Expo. Yeah, that's fine, mate. That's fine. All right.
I wish you could have went there, though.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Look, small talk absolutely over this morning. What did you get up to over the weekend?
I went to a garage sale.
Okay, yeah, all right. Then, yeah.
What did you do? What did you buy at the garage sale?
Just an ornament.
An ornament.
Okay. Yeah. Fantastic.
Did you go there to buy the ornament, or did you go there and then see the ornament and go, I've got to have this ornament?
Well, I just saw the ornament and I was like, ooh, that's a great addition. So yeah. I bought it.
Yeah. I was going to say,
to the garden, to the home?
But nobody goes to a garage sale trying to buy an ornament. That is an actual impulse buy 100% of the time.
Well, good on you, Rad.
Thank you very much for the call. Ned, you're an idiot, but you do have a point this morning.
There we go. It's happening all over again, mate.
Destiny hates me. Hates
really does.
Me. Yeah, listen to that. Hates me.
104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.